In Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight. And today we're going to be taking a look at what's going on with North Korea. Is it on or is it off? President Trump has had a lot to say about the changes in the talks after the North Korean dictator went to talk to the Chinese dictator. The South Koreans believe that it is still on. We'll see, as President Trump said. We're also going to talk about immigration. You know, we had the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement chief talk to a Democrat congressperson and said, we'd love to talk about this MS-13 gang. And, of course, it's back in the news. Everybody's talking about the fact that there was actually somebody whose nickname was Animal, part of the MS-13 gang. Who has just been convicted of, for murder. Actually, they had him on a video confession. These guys, such cold-hearted killers. Actually talking about it in the car. You know, where'd you stab him? How'd you stab him? And so forth. I mean, these guys own it. These guys own it. The Democrats ought to own it as well. Because we had a lot of them coming out. Spent a lot of time talking about that last Friday. How we had the press deliberately taking President Trump's comments out of context. You couldn't have mistaken that. You hear that question and answer period. We played that clip for you. The police chief in one of the cities in California where it's been declared a sanctuary state by the governor said, we're not happy about this. We've got these very dangerous MS-13 people. We're being forced to turn them out on the street by our state government. Now, what are you going to do about MS-13? And President Trump says they're animals. So they turn it into President Trump calling all immigrants animals. That was the mainstream media. And then we had Pelosi and Schumer jump on that, you know, because now they've got plausible deniability. They can say that President Trump thinks all immigrants are animals. But you had other people in the media, in politics, coming out and defending MS-13, saying they're not animals. People like John Legend, entertainers, and so forth. So you've got this this ICE chief enforcer saying, we love to talk about the issue of MS-13 gangs. We love to paint immigrants as criminals. This is not a complete fact, and it's very offensive for me to see this continue happening. That's what the Democrats said to him. Say again, still, after all of this discussion, I just don't like to see this talk about MS-13 gangs. I mean, this lady is from California. And as I said, it was California immediately after the November election, 2 months before President Trump is sworn in. You got people like her in California saying, we got to get rid of these list of gang members because Trump will deport them. They defend MS-13. And she's defending MS-13 to the chief of ICE. Can you believe that? And so he comes back to her and he says, first of all, nobody on this panel is anti-immigrant. We're law enforcement officers enforcing the laws that you enacted. So shut up, lady. I wish they would say that to the judges. I wish Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, would say that to these the lowest level federal judges who are not elected. They are not accountable to you. They're put in. They're appointed for lifetime commitments. They're telling President Trump what he can and cannot do. They don't have the authority to do that. The Constitution says that the federal government has been delegated the authority to protect our borders and to set up immigration laws. And no laws were changed with DACA. Again, why can we not enforce immigration laws? Why won't the current Homeland Security, Lady DACA that we've got in there now? It was Barack Obama's Lady DACA who came up with the whole idea. And now this Homeland Security Secretary won't change it. As a matter of fact, she's as bad as Obama's Homeland Security Secretary. She's spending taxpayer money telling people, running radio media ads in Central America, telling them how to evade our immigration laws. That's our Homeland Security Secretary. That's President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. That's not Obama's Napolitano. Some things never change, do they? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a massive sinkhole opening up outside the White House. Now, that's irony. It's not hypocrisy. That's actual irony. And we're going to talk about the move by the Congress to shut down a proposal to balance the budget by Rand Paul. It's the penny plan. Very simple. Just cut 1% from every department. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, you know, yesterday we saw that the price of gas is approaching the magic $3 a gallon number. It's gone up dramatically in the last couple of months. Because of sanctions against Iran, because we're doing what the Saudis want us to do. Used to be that OPEC had to take direct action. Now we do it for them. We don't have to wait. It would just kind of read the minds of Mohammed bin Salman and others. Or maybe it's these private meetings where they tell us what to do and we go ahead and enact that for them. But that's a big part of what they're looking at with this war against Iran. That's what the Saudis want out of this. I'm absolutely convinced of it. But now we've got gas hitting $5 a gallon in New York City. Yet another reason not to go to that place. You look at the tolls that they charge people, as well as the cost of fuel in New York City. A lot of that, of course, is going to be taxes. Why is it so much more in New York City? Well, of course, that's because of taxes, local taxes there. But as we look at this, it's about to get more expensive. Gasoline is about to get more expensive for everybody. And that's apart from what is happening in the Middle East. The Daily Caller points out, we've got a new report that is ripping apart a proposal to make gas more like Europe. Yeah, don't we want that? Don't we want like $6, $7, $8 a gallon gas like they got in Europe, or maybe higher? I don't know what it is. I mean, they price it by the liter and so forth because it's so expensive. Next, they'll be doing it by the teaspoon if they even allow people to have internal combustion engines. We've had, and I talked about this last week with Eric Peters, we've had this ridiculous mandate of ethanol as a way of pandering to the agricultural interest in the Midwest. And of course, when Ted Cruz was campaigning for president, he went to Iowa and he said, you know, this isn't in the best interest of the American people. Boom. He's not going to win the Iowa primary. That was it. That was political suicide for telling the truth about that issue. But it is something that a lot of people have been complaining about. Even the environmentalists don't like the idea of growing a lot of corn so we can burn it in our fuel tanks. When we talk about the ethanol subsidy, you know, I was at a think tank meeting with a lot of conservative think tanks a couple of years ago. Actually, it's about 6 years ago. And somebody was having a party. And they were setting it up to be like prohibition days, alcohol prohibition. Oh, you got so many prohibitions, I have to qualify that. Alcohol prohibition. Remember that one? Where we actually made it legal by passing a constitutional amendment because they don't have the authority to prohibit anything like marijuana or alcohol without a constitutional amendment. 1018. Forget about your 420. It's 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell you that the entire UN war on drugs is unconstitutional. Nevertheless, they're going back and they were having some fun with it. And they told everybody, here's the location. You go up to the door, you knock on the door. And when they open up the little thing, they're like a alcohol speakeasy. You say, I'm here for the ethanol subsidy. Well, they're all in Congress for the ethanol subsidy. It is a big political boondoggle for everybody. And so many people have been complaining about this. Now they've got a new idea. And this is also going to fuel this ethanol subsidy, but it's also something in there for the automobile industry. It's called the High Octane Fuel Standard. And this is going to make your gasoline real expensive, folks. You like paying for a premium gas when you don't need it? What are you going to pay for Premium Plus? They put this renewable fuel standard for the ethanol subsidies in back in 2005. Now there's been so much talk about it. Republicans say, hey, maybe what we'll do is replace the biofuel mandate with a mandate for fuel with higher octane. Isn't that a good idea? No, not for you. And I'll tell you why here in a minute. You're going to need to have high performance engines in order to take advantage of it. So if they mandate all the fuel for this and your car was designed to use regular gas, 87 octane, they're going to mandate that all gasoline be 91 octane or higher. Now, if you've noticed the pumps, you're going to find that, you know, you pay for 91 octane, you're going to pay 50, 60 cents a gallon more, some cases more than that. And if your engine isn't designed to use it, you're just going to be burning cash. Burning cash. Not going to make your car more fuel efficient to put the higher octane in there. But General Motors executive CEO, Dan Nicholson, says America deserves at least as good a fuel as Europe. Naked self-interest here. Because, of course, he wants to sell you new cars. They can use that new high octane. And the other part of it is that makes it easier for them to pass those EPA emissions tests to have the higher octane fuel. So you're going to have all these ethanol subsidies. We'll still be there, folks. They're not going to get rid of that. They're not going to cut their throats in the farm belt. They're not going to tell people the truth. They're not going to do what Ted Cruz did. They made it pretty clear, you know, they made an example out of Ted Cruz when he talked about ethanol subsidies. So these people aren't going to pull that off. But they will give you a mandate that everything's got to be higher octane. And that may be achievable. See, they put this higher octane thing in there. That may actually be solved by a lot of people by putting in more ethanol. So it's a big giveaway to the corn producers. It's a big giveaway to the vehicle manufacturers who can comply with the fuel economy standards more easily. And it's going to encourage you to get rid of those old cars so you can go into more debt getting a new car, right? The losers are going to be you. You're going to have all these high upfront costs and all these high costs to keep going, and you're not going to get anything out of it. Nothing out of it. That's your government at work. You know, I was talking about New York City having $5 a gallon gasoline. Yeah, everybody's going to have that soon. And when we talk about other things that are coming in transportation, of course, the big thing that began as I was leaving North Carolina, and it got to be kind of a big thing here in Texas. It became a big election issue. It was toll roads. And now we've had both the governor, lieutenant governor, the attorney general said, they're done. We're not doing that anymore. They got the message here in Texas. And I'm glad they did, because toll roads, for the most part, are something that's been sold to us by a lot of Republicans who go to this American Legislative Exchange Council. They're given these laws and these rules and these projects. And it's basically just handing it out, just like the UN handed out the war on drugs to Richard Nixon, said, here, put the name of your country here at the top. United States of America. We got all the drug schedules here. And I think they're just signed at the bottom, you know, President Nixon. Well, they do that for various legislative proposals. They wine and dine these mostly Republicans, some Democrats, provide them with a bill, say, take this home, put the name of your state there. You sign your name there, turn it in. We'll make sure that it gets elected, because we got a lot of people that are going to be working with us. That happened back in North Carolina. Tom Tillis, who's now a senator in North Carolina, he leapfrogged over the guy who'd been there for a long time, working, and as the Republicans had a minority. All of a sudden, this guy comes out of nowhere, and he's made Speaker of the House. And he pushes through these toll roads that they had not had in North Carolina before. And then the next thing you know, this guy is running for U.S. Senate. A never-Trumper, by the way, Tom Tillis. And who runs these toll roads? Who owns these toll roads? Well, for the most part, it's foreign companies. There's a company in Spain that runs most of these. How's it working out for one New York family with the automated toll fees in New York? They got a $15,000 bill over 6 weeks. And, you know, we look at all of these wonderful technology things that are being prepared in the pipeline for us in the cities, as they confine us in the cities, as they tax and track our every movement in the cities, as they take away our cars, as they make it unaffordable because they start mandating all this stuff for gasoline. So, oh, I got to buy an electric car. Now the electric car doesn't last. And so now I can only afford to rent it, and I can only afford to rent it by the mile, by the trip. Yeah. As they do all this kind of stuff, what happens is in, Rockaway and Queens, they're supposed to get a free pass on the Cross Bay Bridge. So the people who live there are supposed to get a pass because they couldn't afford to pay these high New York City tolls every time they went anywhere. And instead they had a bug in the software. And instead of giving them a credit, it just kept charging them and charging them and charging them. So in just 6 weeks, they ran up a $15,000 bill. You can always trust the government, you know, and you can trust these computers. They're never going to make mistakes. Tesla cars don't make any mistakes, right? The Uber car didn't make any mistakes. And as a matter of fact, when you see these accidents, you've actually got the BBC out there covering up for the self-driving car failures by saying, you know, the problem is these drivers, they just believe this stuff isn't going to fail, so they trust it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we're going to talk about James Clapper, who went on The View yesterday. Made some pretty amazing statements. He's actually got a book out right now that has the title. You won't believe the title of James the Clapper Liar. This is the guy, perhaps our most famous liar in American history. We used to have George Washington, who could not tell a lie. We got James Clapper, who cannot tell the truth. But he writes a book, and he calls it this: Facts and Fears. Hard Truths from a Life in Intelligence. This guy, yeah, truth is hard for this guy. It's real hard. And you're going to see him lying again big time on The View. I've got a clip from this that is truly amazing. Truly amazing. And as we look at all this stuff, we've got the Democrats saying, oh, look at this. You guys are attacking law enforcement. This is horrible. Look at what President Trump is doing. And even President Trump comes out and says, you know, John Brennan has just trashed the reputation of the CIA. As I point out, long segment yesterday, no, the CIA's reputation has been trashed by what they've done over the last 60 or 70 years. We all know what they're about. These people who lie, who propagandize, who torture, who murder, who assassinate, who overthrow governments, who create mind control programs and LSD. They've gone from chemicals to electronics to control minds. I mean, these people, come on. The CIA had a reputation. Yeah, they had a reputation. John Brennan confirmed it, and now we have embraced it with Gina Haspel. She is the face of what that whole agency is about, the ugly face of American government right there at the CIA. But we've got a story today, actually came out of Politico. They're trying to kind of push back on this and a little bit, all of these spying on campaigns. They said, yeah, you know, this actually did happen. A while back, it wasn't the CIA, it was the FBI. And, I'm sorry, it wasn't the FBI, it was the CIA. And it happened to Barry Goldwater. What a surprise. You know, because Barry Goldwater was as big a threat to the establishment system as President Trump. He really was. They were very concerned about him. They'd do anything they could. So you had the CIA involved in that. And, of course, we know the CIA is involved in this as well, as not just the FBI. In the scoop, the NSA as well, the DNI, Clapper, they're all involved in this. That's a very interesting article. We're going to talk about exactly how that worked and how effective it was. It can be very effective to channel that intelligence about what is going to happen. You know, kind of like what happened with Donna Brazile when she was a reporter at CNN, and she's giving questions that are going to be asked at the CNN town hall. She's feeding those questions to Hillary Clinton so she can prepare in advance. Well, they did stuff like that that was even more damaging in terms of grabbing intelligence from Goldwater and his campaign and scooping him, outmaneuvering him in advance. That's what Johnson was doing. It's very effective to be able to do that. There's a lot of reasons that the law enforcement and intelligence community would be used for political purposes. Just like the IRS. You think these people are there as honest brokers? I tell you, when we look at all this stuff, and I've got a clip going back to 2015 where I look at Michael Hayden. And at the time I was saying, you know, these guys are going after interesting people. I've played that clip a gazillion times. I'm going to play a different segment of that report where I looked at that speech by Michael Hayden. And he was specifically talking about James the Liar Clapper at that time. And he was very upset with Ron Wyden for even asking that question. We'll play that for you in just a minute. Before we do, real quickly, some good news. We've had Congress approve the Right to Try bill
over the objection of Democrats who don't think you should have a right to try anything except to try to kill yourself or your child. You know, they'll support euthanasia. They'll support abortion. They'll actually pay for your abortion. And even though we got a pro-life president and a pro-life vice president, a pro-life Congress and a pro-life Senate, they're still funding Planned Parenthood. They're going to remove a little bit of that funding, kind of like Ronald Reagan did. You know what? I didn't notice that Planned Parenthood went away when Ronald Reagan took away their funding. Did you? So they're going to take a half measure to try to appease their base, but they're not going to let that issue go away. That's a very important division issue to get people to vote for the Republicans and say, look at us, you know, we'll support your gun rights and we'll support life to some degree. We'll support both of those. So they don't want that to go away. But let's talk about what they really did right. The right to try. By a vote of 250 to 169, the House passed the federal right to try legislation. Came from the Arizona-based libertarian Goldwater Foundation. There's Goldwater again. Oh, how about that? This bill allows patients with what the government classifies as a life-threatening illness or condition, terminally ill patients, to get access to drugs that have completed the first stage of clinical trial, but are not yet fully approved by our masters in Washington, the FDA. See, everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. The FDA is just as unconstitutional as the DEA and the war on drugs. They have taken the Bill of Rights, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, which says, unless you are expressly given these powers, you don't have them. And those powers and those rights, the powers are retained by the states and the rights are retained by the people. Well, we have a right to decide what medicine, what food we're going to have, don't we? The FDA could operate in an advisory capacity. They could be out there warning people about harmful things, just like we've got private organizations that do that. You know, we have a private organization, Underwriters Lab, that goes out and looks at electrical equipment. We don't have a federal agency that does that. Works really well. You know, people look at, oh, yes, Underwriters Lab approved and so forth. They could do something like that. We don't need the federal government to do it, and there's no authority for the federal government to do that, going back to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. But they make it even worse. They say, unless we permit it, everything is prohibited to you. And that includes potentially life-saving drugs are prohibited to you. And so what they're saying is the Democrat, Frank Pallone, the ranking Democrat on the Energy and Commerce Committee, as part of the floor debate, he had this to say. He said, eliminating FDA oversight, our overlords at the FDA, overseeing what we can and cannot put into our body, the food and the drugs, telling us what we can and cannot have. He said, eliminating that will provide fly-by-night physicians and clinics the opportunity to peddle false hope and ineffective drugs to desperate patients. Well, where was this guy in the FDA when the opioid epidemic started? Was this fly-by-night physicians and drug companies pushing stuff that is no more effective than over-the-counter pain medication to get people addicted and knowingly doing so and then getting a kickback on the drugs that are prescribed? Getting a kickback by authorizing, tripling the number of people who can do this, and authorizing a lot of convicted drug felons to prescribe these opioids, come on. Yeah, our protectors, our overseers. Yeah, they're overseers, aren't they? It's that federal plantation that we're all slaves on. He said it was especially concerned that patients who have a life-threatening illness such as heart failure or diabetes would be eligible for this, even if they're not close to death. And that's not what the law says. The law was passed by the Senate with a voice vote. President Trump has declared support for the legislation. In his last State of the Union address, he is expected to sign the bill. We're actually going to get a right to try things that could save our lives, and we will be able to make that decision in spite of Democrat efforts to stop it. Our nanny Democrats. What do we do without them? Elizabeth Warren is the perfect spokesperson for them. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying Go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, as I look at Clapper, we've had Brennan come out and threaten Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. You better get Trump in line, or it's going to be on you. He's come out in the past and openly threatened Trump, and so have Democrats. I think it was Schumer. It says, oh, you better watch out what you do with the CIA. Those people got a lot of different ways of getting at you, President Trump. And now we got Clapper doing the same thing in his new book. And he went on The View to push his new book. And this is the guy that President Trump calls the lying machine. Yeah, he is a liar. And this guy, as I said in the last segment, is the antithesis of George Washington. You know, if we're told that George Washington couldn't tell a lie, this guy can't tell the truth. I mean, that's the Washington that we have today. We don't have anything like George Washington. All that hagiography about Washington and chopping down the cherry tree and everything. Look, those are myths, but people understood he was a man of integrity and of character. We understand just the opposite about Clapper, about Brennan, about Hayden and all these people. I remember when we had Megyn Kelly come here to interview Alex Jones, and she wanted to go around and interview people and the staff and everything. I sat down for an interview with her. She wanted to, you know, tell me, oh, see my interview with Putin? I said, I'm not worried about Putin rigging the elections. And this was over a year ago. I said, I'm worried about people like Clapper and Brennan and Hayden. I said, those are the people that have a lot more ability to damage our country than Vladimir Putin. And it is true. That's what they're still doing. He's pushing his book as he's threatening Mitch McConnell. He's threatening Paul Ryan. He is insisting that the FBI wasn't spying on President Trump. Well, ask him point blank. Were you? Of course, he wouldn't tell you the truth, would he? You could ask him, well, it wasn't the FBI, then was it the CIA or the NSA or the, you know, your DNI office that you were in charge of? Or was it all of the above? Yeah, it's all of the above. That's the way these people prevaricate on this. But I want to play, without any further ado, James Clapper on The View. He said mistakes were made. That's what these people always say when they're caught. And I'm like, well, you know, mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. I was a little bit incompetent, but I wasn't acting criminally. Okay, here he is. Mistakes were made, says James Clapper.
No, the president tweeted about you, quote, Clapper is a lying machine who now works for fake news. So a lot of people I know, first of all, what was your reaction to that when you first saw that?
Well, the president's calling me a lying machine. Well, okay. What that stems
yeah,
from
we've all seen
is
that clip,
an exchange
we,
I had with Senator Wyden 5 years ago in March of 2013 about a surveillance program, and he was asking me about one, and I was thinking about another. So I made a mistake, but I didn't lie, so that's what occasioned...
So what you're referencing, though, is that when you said, when you're talking about James Snowden blowing the whistle on the NSA illegally spying, and in 2013 when you were asked about it, you said no. So that is a lie. And
no,
I think,
isn't a lie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It isn't a lie. I was thinking about something else.
Lying again.
Another program. I can get at all the technical details about...
Hold on. Hold it right there. So, yeah. I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about my lunch at the time, you know, when he asked me that question. We're going to play that clip for you here in a minute, but let's continue on. You know, he just keeps tacking the lies. Look, this guy can get away with any. He got away with lying, not just to Congress, but to the American people, because he was lying about the fact that they were spying on the American people, just like he's lying about the fact they're spying on President Trump. And, you know, he did that. He said in March of 2013, it was about a month or so before we had the leaks of Ed Snowden proving, documenting that he was a liar. And in February of 2015, I'm going to play a report for you. February of 2015, we had Michael Hayden talking to the Washington and Lee law students. And he talked about this, among other things. One of the things, I've played that clip many times, Michael Hayden saying, we are not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. And I said in February 2015, I said the Republican politicians ought to stop worshiping at the altar of national security and get control of these criminals who are using national security to put themselves in charge of our government and to take out anybody that is hostile to them and to spy on the American people. What Clapper was doing was lying to you, lying to your face. He did it under oath. He wasn't lying about spying on interesting people like President Trump at the time. He was lying about spying on you. And the interesting people who are afraid of him in Washington never prosecuted him for perjury. The 5-year statute of limitations expired this last March, 2 months ago. He got away with it. So why wouldn't he continue to lie about what they were doing in the Trump campaign? Here's Clapper again. Here's some more lies.
About the metadata program and the euphemistic way he asked about it, I didn't break the code. Well, I was thinking of another program that we just gotten renewed, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And by the way,
let's hold it right there. Sorry, got to stop the liar here. Okay. Oh, he's talking about the metadata program. Let me tell you something. They keep telling you that the metadata is not important. The metadata is the most important thing. James Clapper was serving as the DNI. But going back to the late 1990s and the early 2000s, he has been centered at the fastest growing part of the intelligence community, which is geospatial intelligence. They want to know, part of the subcategories of that are things like activity-based intelligence. They want to know human domain analytics. What they want to know is where you are, what you are doing, who are your friends, what are your political beliefs, and how do they do that? They do that with the metadata. The metadata is the most important part of that. I've had Bill Binney on, former head of the NSA, saying the same thing. They can analyze the metadata in a way that they can't analyze your voice messages, your phone calls, and your texts as easily right now. They can analyze that metadata. That tells them more about the hive mind than any of the rest of the stuff. And so when he tells you, oh, it's just about the metadata, no, we're not really paying. Yeah, they are paying attention to that. They subsequently went back, and he's lying again, because they went back and they said, we're not listening to your phone calls and your emails. We're listening to your metadata. So he's saying, well, I was thinking about the metadata program, and I said, no, we're not collecting that. Then later on he says, well, we're not listening to your phone calls and your texts, and we're not watching your texts. We're collecting your metadata. But don't worry, there's nothing there. So every time, see, this is what happens with these liars. Actually, what he did with some of the things that he did was he threw Brennan under the bus. Because as they say, what a tangled web we weave when at first we practice to deceive. When you're a liar, or when you're a lying machine like James Clapper, you can't keep all your lies straight. You can't think about all the different consequences about this stuff. So one time you'll say, oh, I was talking about that part of the program. Next time I'm talking about, and every time he tries to explain it away, he doubles or triples or quadruples down on the lies. Here's the rest of this clip.
Same page with him and understood what he was asking me. I'd have still been in a bad place because at the time that program was classified. And just on the face of it, I've been trotting up the hill testifying for 20 or 25 years, dozens of hearings, hundreds of questions, yeah, and always tried to answer them straight. But gee, just for a change of pace, I think I'll lie on this one question. And by the way, do it on live television in front of one of my oversight committees. Really?
Well,
no.
I made a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he would never get away with that, right? If he lied under oath and committed perjury to the American people on live television about the spying that's going on the American people, he would get punished, wouldn't he? He knows, because he's a Washington swamp creature, that he can, he's been going to these congressional committees. He's been lying up one side and down the other for so long, and he's still doing it. Now he's doing it for the media. And when we come back, I'm going to play what Michael Hayden, one of his co-conspirators, had to say about this. Because Michael Hayden is very clear about it. He says, I'm so upset with Ron Wyden for asking that question. Ron Wyden knew the answer. Ron Wyden and all the senators there knew the answer. All their staff knew the answer. They knew he was spying on the American people. Why did he make him lie under oath? But that's okay, because, you know, there's no consequences when certain people violate the law. Everything we have, our money, our liberty, our privacy, is sacrificed to national security, and the people who violate it at the highest levels never pay a price. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer.
And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
At a clip from the interview with The View that James Clapper did as he's pushing his book that he says without any sense of hypocrisy, facts and fears, hard truths from a life and intelligence, but more like half truths. But I don't even know that he gets to the level of half truths. You know, when we're laughing about this, and I hate to go to ad hominem attacks, but I just have to do it with James Clapper to make an exception with him because I have so much disgust for the man and everything that he represents, what he has done, the fact that he lied about it, the fact that he got away with it, just like Hillary Clinton, makes me disgusted. You look at that picture of James Clapper, and I say, you know, when he's there talking about this, saying, well, I think I'll just go up to Capitol Hill and lie to everybody about it on national television. Yeah, that's what he did. He wasn't expecting to have to lie to everybody about it, but he couldn't think of a good enough lie. He's just not a good liar. There's other people who are better liars, people like Michael Hayden. He's a real good liar. He's called himself a libertarian. But he goes up there on Capitol Hill and he does it, and I said to them, I said, he kind of reminds me of this old Warner Brothers cartoon. It's some turtle, and they said, yeah, that's Cecil the Turtle. And they actually found the dopey turtle. There he is right there. I guess he's calling back to CIA headquarters or bugging the phone of somebody. Yeah, let's get a wiretap on those people. Before we play those clips for you from The View and get Michael Hayden's comments on what really happened. You know, because he told us that, oh, well, I was thinking of something else when I lied to Ron Wyden. We'll tell you what Michael Hayden said. This is the new lie. Michael Hayden, back in February 2015. As I reported at the time, we'll do this flashback report 3 years ago.
Michael Hayden at the time was saying, you know, I put all that on Ron Wyden. In other words, he was saying that, yeah, okay, he lied, and they all knew what the truth was. They shouldn't have asked him that question. Shouldn't have put him in the spot where he had to lie under oath. And, of course, he shouldn't be punished for committing perjury. Real quickly, because this is what funds the program, I want to tell you about some of the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products there that support your health, help you to prepare for emergencies. And we've got several of our most popular on sale right now. We've got DNA Force Plus available for 50% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We're dropping the price by 25% to help you stock up or to try it for the first time. And we have Bodies, 50% off. That's our ultimate turmeric product that can help to support your flexibility, your mobility, your joints, and your immune system. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps us free and independent from the oligarchs and Google and Facebook who try to control us and shut us down. All right, let's go back. We just played that clip for you where he's saying, "Well, I was thinking of something else. I made mistakes. It isn't a lie." You had McCain push him on that. Meghan McCain push him on it. Well, no, actually, we all know that you did lie to everybody. Oh no, I was thinking about something else. Here's what. And this is part of a report, so you'll hear me commenting as part of this report that I did back in February 2015. Michael Hayden commenting on his co-conspirator, James Clapper.
A lot of commentary was made about Jim Clapper and the question from Ron Wyden on that, you know, about mass bulk collection and so on. Jim's answer was horrible. All right?
Yeah, it was.
And Jim's an honest guy. He just hosed it horribly.
Yeah, he lied. Let's continue. He hosed it because he flat out lied under oath. But of course, if you're part of the intelligence community, you won't go to jail for lying under oath.
Jim's answer was not as bad as Ron Wyden's question.
Oh, it's a question. It's a question that's a problem.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question. Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Everyone on that dais knew the correct answer to that question. Everyone behind everyone on that dais, the staffers, knew the answer to that question. They all knew the 215 program. Ron Wyden was trying to trick Jim Clapper into making an admission of classified information that Ron Wyden didn't have the courage to make himself.
Okay, so he says that all the senators, all their staffers knew that the 215 program was being abused. And I agree with him. Ron Wyden should have come out and said it. But I think it's a bit more interesting to hear the head of the NSA lie to Congress, lie to the American people. The whole program is a lie. The way that they're using the 215 section that they were given under the Patriot Act, even if that were constitutional, they're still exceeding their authority because that was supposed to be going after people that essentially you could get a search warrant for, although you didn't have to go before a real judge, you just had to go before the FISA judge. But listen to what else he has to say.
Why was Wyden trying to get Clapper to say what he was saying? Because Wyden, in the committee, was losing the vote on 215 consistently 15-2.
So you put those two clips together and you understand that all the senators knew what was going on that were in the Senate Intelligence Committee. They knew that 215 was being abused, that they were going beyond their legal authority, which went beyond their constitutional authority. Their staffers knew. And Ron Wyden could not get them to do the right thing. 15-2, they were going to allow this continued abuse by the intelligence community. That's what he's saying. He's really making a case for how corrupt the Senate is. And it's gotten even worse. Ron Wyden is no longer there. And now we have Senator Burr from North Carolina who says he doesn't think there should be any public oversight of anything the intelligence community does.
And that's where we are today. No oversight of anything that they do. And no penalty for any of this. Yeah, he was outed as a liar, but nothing ever happened to him on that. And as I pointed out, it's absolutely, and that's a report that I did back in February 2015. You could see that all this stuff was happening. You could know where this was happening. You could know that they're coming after interesting people like President Trump, not just you. And at the beginning of that, I don't know if you caught this or not, because we don't typically play the very beginning of that clip, where Ron Wyden says, well, you're talking about a dossier. I don't know what a dossier is in this context. They always love to talk about dossiers. It sounds so sophisticated, so secretive and everything. And there's nothing sophisticated about this. There's nothing sophisticated about James Clapper. You look at this guy and he's like Zuckerberg. These people were not chosen for their intelligence. They were chosen because they have a deficiency of morality. These guys are criminals who will do whatever they're told. Do whatever is necessary for power, for money. That's why they pick these figureheads to put up there that will lie for this stuff. He's not a mastermind. He's not playing 4D chess. He's just a criminal. When you look at this, and he's talking about dossiers and all this kind of, why would he talk about a dossier? So you heard him say earlier, lying to Meghan McCain, say, well, you know, I was thinking about this other program and metadata and all this kind of stuff. Metadata is not part of a dossier. So he just keeps changing his story. And as I pointed out in the last segment, they go on to say, well, you know, we are listening to metadata, but don't worry because that's not important. Not important. And then he has this to say on The View about President Trump. This is James the Lion Machine Clapper on The View.
You know, with the informant business, well, the point here is...
Well, let me get to my question.
Are the Russians, not spying on the campaign, but what are the Russians doing? And in a sense, unfortunately, what they were trying to do is protect our political system and protect the campaign.
But the FBI started to look into Trump's ties to Russia in the summer of 2016. And Trump tweeted that this spying that he claims is spying. Other people say it's a whistleblower or an informant. He says it's spying is bigger than Watergate. So I ask you, was the FBI spying on Trump's campaign?
No, they were not. They were spying on a term I don't particularly like, but on what the Russians were doing.
Trying to understand, spying?
Were the Russians infiltrating, trying to gain access, trying to gain leverage and influence?
So why doesn't
which
he
is
like
what they do?
So why doesn't he like that? He should be happy though.
Well, he should be.
Right.
Russia, and this is one of the reasons I wrote my book, was the threat that Russia poses because they are bent on undermining our system. And that's what they did and had a lot of success during the course of the election.
Uh-huh. You know, I don't like the term spy either. I was with the Department of Justice as an AUSA, and I think surveil is perhaps the more important word. What about this notion that there was a CI, a confidential informant, embedded in the campaign? Is that true?
Well, as we've seen, unfortunately, the identity of this informant is now out in the media. And if you know, this is a fairly benign tool available.
Let's hold it right there. Yeah, I don't like the term spying. I prefer surveillance. I don't like the term assassination. I prefer the term disposition matrix. That's not torture. It's enhanced interrogation. I am so sick and tired of these prevarications. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we just played the clips where James Clapper, hawking his book of half-truths, if there's even half a truth in what he's saying in his book. I don't think there is. I mean, this guy's not under oath right now when he's on The View, so he's not concerned. I mean, he wasn't concerned about being under oath and lying then because he knows nobody's going to come after him, just like we're not going to go after Hillary Clinton or anybody. But you heard The View where he's saying, well, I don't like the term spy that President Trump used. Here's the tweet from yesterday. President Trump said, if the person placed very early into my campaign wasn't a spy put there by the previous administration for political purposes, how come such a seemingly massive amount of money was paid for services rendered many times higher than normal? He says, follow the money, President Trump said. The spy, there's that term again. Wait, he should call it the surveillance individual. The surveillance individual was there early in the campaign and yet never reported collusion with Russia because there was no collusion. He was only there to surveil, for political reasons and to help crooked Hillary win, just like they did to Bernie Sanders, who got duped. Yeah, Hillary owned the DNC. It was a leveraged buyout. The Democrats, who can't be fiscally responsible, even with their own money, let alone yours, they can't be trusted with your money, but they can't be trusted with their money either. The Democrats were heavily in debt, millions of dollars in debt. And so what Hillary Clinton did was she did a leverage buyout from her RICO corruption with the Clinton Foundation and basically bought that political party. But she didn't even need to buy it. She already had all the superdelegates in her pocket. The election was over before it ever started. But she sets up the rules and she made sure they're not going to leave anything to chance. You know, these people, they make sure they've got every angle covered. They always hedge their bets. You know, Mitt Romney wasn't the Republican candidate in 2012. Mitt Romney was the hedge candidate in 2012. They were hedging their bets just in case something happened and Obama completely blew it. They didn't want to have a Republican who wasn't going to push through Obamacare. Romney had already done it with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. It was called Romneycare. And it was exactly the same as Obamacare. And Mitt Ryan was part of that. I'm sorry, Mitt Ryan. Yes, Mitt Ryan. Paul Ryan. Might as well be Mitt Ryan. Little Eddie Munster. He was a part of that as well. That's one of the reasons why we can't get rid of Obamacare or reform it in any significant way is because Paul Ryan was always put there by the establishment to make sure on the Republican side that nothing ever got done to take away that Romney care. And now we got Mitt Romney running for Senate. Please, people of Utah, do not vote for him. Please not vote for him. But getting back to this situation, looking at what people are saying about John Brennan and the fact that he's been outed by at least two colleagues, one of them James Clapper the liar. Now, if this guy always tells the truth, is James Clapper telling us the truth about Brennan? Because James Clapper, who was the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence under Obama, had conceded in a CNN interview. This is what I said. You know, because he's a liar, he can't keep his story straight, and he keeps getting himself and other people, like his co-conspirator, John Brennan, in trouble. He said in a CNN interview recently that the assessment was based on, quote, some of the substantive content of the dossier. Always got dossiers everywhere. They don't have files. They don't have files or filthy fictions. You know, we look at this so-called dossier that was put together by the British spy,
What a bunch of nonsense. That's something that comes straight out of the perverted imagination of the Democrats. I wonder if Harvey Weinstein had any hand in writing that dirty dossier for Steele and the DNC. But anyway, he said it was, without elaborating, we were able to corroborate certain allegations. Well, that's not what Brennan said in May of 2017 in sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Brennan said the Steele dossier was, quote, not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community's assessment. There they go. Those lying co-conspirators outing each other, getting them in separate rooms so they tell the truth when the other guy's lying.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the show. I'm David Knight, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, we have John Brennan, who is going everywhere insisting that the so-called dossier, the little filthy fiction that they concocted out of the DNC and the Hillary campaign. They're saying that played, Brennan is telling everybody, that played absolutely no part. We didn't rely on that. And he said it back in 2017. He said, not in any way was that used as a basis for an intelligence community's assessment and so forth. He continues to stick to that story, but there's other people who don't stick to that story. You know, when you have an investigation, what do law enforcement do to people who are suspects? Well, they put the guy in a room and they keep asking him the same question over and over and over and over and over again. Is he going to change his story or can he stick to it? If it's the truth, he can stick to it. But if it's not the truth, kind of like these guys who are professional spies. Oh, I'm sorry. Surveillance individuals. They don't like the term spy. He just said that in The View. And the person who was there, The View, agreed with, oh, I don't like that term spy. Oh, I don't like it. I mean, own it, pal. MS-13 owns the fact that they're animals. They refer to themselves as animals. So why don't you call yourself spies? Just own it. It's okay. You can call yourself a spy. So these spies who lie for a living, sometimes they can't remember, especially when it's a different situation. See, when you've got somebody in a room and you keep asking them the same story over and over again, if they're really good, like these guys, they maybe can tell you the same story for that session. But what we have now is a little bit different situation because this is these same people telling the same story over a period of years. And we now have, because Google hasn't taken these videos down just yet, haven't flushed everything down the memory hole, we do have the ability to go back and look at their previous statements on YouTube and elsewhere. And so we can compare their previous statements to what they're saying now, kind of like an investigator would do. And then you also have the other tactic that investigators use where they got a couple of guys who are involved in a crime. And what they do is they put one of them in one room and they put another guy over here in another room. Well, the way that works in the media is these guys at different times and over different years and on different shows, they go out and they talk to people and they wind up giving different stories and incriminating each other, don't they? And so James Clapper had said in a CNN interview recently that the assessment was based on the dirty dossier that was produced by Hillary.
And without elaborating, he maintained, well, we were able to corroborate certain allegations. See, he's still pushing the P-gate story because he doesn't think there's going to be any consequences to his lies. What were you able to corroborate? I can't say, Senator. Really can't tell you about that. Can't look you in the eye either when I lie to you because I'm not even a very good liar. He's not a good poker player either. And we also had Mike Rogers, who was the, he's recently retired, director, of the National Security Agency, an admiral, in a March 5th letter this year to the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Devin Nunes. Admiral Rogers informed the committee that a 2-page summary of the dossier described as the Christopher Steele information was added as an appendix to this ICA draft. In other words, they're saying exactly the opposite of what Brennan is saying. Is that a surprise? Is it a surprise that there would be spies in the Trump campaign? I mean, is that, you know, really? Would the FBI do that? You heard Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, saying, what's the matter with the left? We used to be very upset about this. This was something that the FBI always did. They even called it COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program. He said the left used to complain about this when they would infiltrate the civil rights movement or other groups that the left liked with the FBI. That was called the COINTEL program, counterintelligence program. They do it all the time. Just don't be surprised when they do it to a politician. Is that something new? Is that new? Well, Politico says, remember that time when the CIA infiltrated a presidential campaign? Here's a bit of history, folks. Very interesting. This stuff that Trump is saying Obama did to him, Lyndon Johnson did to Barry Goldwater in 1964. It was the CIA, not the FBI, but the FBI has their counterintelligence program. And as of 2016, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, they're all on the same page. They're just different variations of the same game here. As Politico points out, there is a precedent for an American intelligence agency spying on a presidential campaign. It happened in the summer of 1964. The target was Republican presidential candidate Barry Goldwater, who at that time was the biggest threat to the establishment. The biggest threat that the establishment has seen in our lifetime before President Trump was Barry Goldwater. And that's why it was so important for them to pull these people out. And guess who was involved? E. Howard Hunt. Oh, you've heard his name. His fabled name in the archives of the CIA. That's why I spent so much time yesterday saying, when President Trump was saying, yeah, we're going to have Gina Haspel restore the reputation of the CIA after Brennan has trashed it. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah, the CIA had a reputation they cultivated for decades, folks. And there isn't anything that can be done to recuperate over that reputation. And certainly Gina Haspel is the face of what the CIA has come to represent over the last several decades. She is exactly what they are. Couldn't find anybody better to represent the corrupt reputation of the CIA. And we look at the things that J. Edgar Hoover did and the FBI. I mean, it goes back as way beyond the COINTEL program, going back to the establishment of the FBI and the corruption of J. Edgar Hoover. We had presidents talk about it, you know, how he had dirt on every politician in Washington. Going back to Harry Truman talking about that. But let's talk about what happened with Goldwater being spied on by LBJ. E. Howard Hunt was in charge of the operation. Hunt's role in the Goldwater caper, says Politico, can be traced back to his involvement in the CIA's disastrous attempt to depose Fidel Castro by landing a ragtag group of Cuban exiles at the Bay of Pigs. He's involved in that, too. And the Kennedy assassination, whatever. Such propaganda project was a CIA front company. One of the propaganda projects that they had, sorry, was a front company called the Continental Press. They operated it as a pretend news service. You know, kind of like CNN and MSNBC and Washington Post today. They funded it. You know, those other Mockingbird media companies, they're still doing the bidding of the CIA. But at the time, they ran the whole thing. Continental Press. They ran it out of an office in the National Press Building in downtown Washington. See, all these establishment credentials and everything. They're totally legit, right? Total CIA. And so this CIA front company called Continental Press was the front of this. Over a six-week period in the late summer of 1964, E. Howard Hunt deployed Continental Press staff to undertake a new type of project to infiltrate the presidential campaign of Barry Goldwater on behalf of President Lyndon Johnson. Johnson had, Hunt claimed, become obsessed with obtaining his competitor's plans, you know, kind of like Richard Nixon would later do. Richard Nixon became obsessed with obtaining his competitor's plans. And guess what he did? He called the same guy. Who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. You're going to call E. Howard Hunt, and he's going to do Watergate for you. But before Watergate, we had this operation, which nobody talks about. In 1975, then CIA Director William Colby told the House Select Committee on Intelligence, that was the Frank Church Committee, the committee that ultimately caused the reform, quote unquote, I put it in air quotes because it didn't reform anything, that led to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the infamous FISA court that now gives search warrants for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. See, it was set up to control the abuses of the CIA and the NSA against American citizens. They had been spying on American citizens unconstitutionally and illegally since their inception. And they said, we'll fix it. We'll create the FISA court, and we'll create the FISA Act, and that'll do it. Except these guys don't obey the law. They don't tell the truth. And what they did was they used the FISA court to give themselves legal cover to do what they were always doing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger.
It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to spend a little bit more time on the history of when the CIA and the intelligence community infiltrated a presidential campaign. This is not speculation by President Trump. This is not anything new. As a matter of fact, as I pointed out before in the last segment, Politico's got a very long story here about the time it was done by Lyndon Johnson against his political opponent, Barry Goldwater. And it involved the CIA. It involved E. Howard Hunt, the guy that would later be running the Watergate operation, for Richard Nixon. He was obsessive about getting information on his political opponent, even though he was miles ahead in the polls. These guys don't leave anything to chance. They're absolutely paranoid about the thing that they love the most, which is power. But I think it's kind of interesting to go back and look at history. You know, folks, if we don't understand history, they just keep doing it to us again and again and again. And I'm sick and tired of having it done to me again and again. You know, if we don't understand history, if we don't look at what the things like, just for example, what did Reagan do with his illegal immigrant amnesty? You know, he passed a big tax cut. Everybody was happy about that. And they said, yeah, we're going to be nice to everybody who's come here. We're going to grant them citizenship and amnesty, and they're going to fix the border. And what are we being told right now? It's exactly the same pattern. Exactly the same pattern. We're just going through the Reagan administration part two. Big tax cut. We're going to be nice to everybody, and then we're going to fix border security, but we're going to grant everybody amnesty and tell them, come on, you know, because that's basically a big come and take it sign to everybody in Central and South America, even if we didn't have our current director of Homeland Security, current secretary, Nielsen, taking out radio ads in Central and South America, telling these people how they can come here and how they can game the system. That's our current Homeland Security Director Nielsen under President Trump doing that. That's not Obama's Homeland Security Secretary. But I digress. Let's go back to what happened with Johnson and Goldwater. As the report says, in 1975, then CIA Director William Colby, as he was talking to the House Select Committee on Intelligence, the Church Committee, as I mentioned, and by the way, this is one of the reasons why people like Clapper and Brennan and Hayden don't tell the truth, because the last CIA director to tell the truth wound up face down in a lake in back of his house. Yeah, he just happened to go out late at night in his pajamas and robe canoeing. Then he fell out of his canoe and he had a heart attack, or he drowned. We're not really sure exactly what happened. And he wound up face down next to his canoe, which was not overturned. It was just right next to him there on the bank. Maybe it was that heart attack gun that he held up and told everybody about, you know? And of course, this place was taken by George H.W. Bush. He was the guy they could rely on to get the CIA back in fighting shape, back in lying shape. You know, the same guy that looked at President Trump and went across the throat, you know, like, yeah. Same symbol that the MS-13 gang members, the animals there, do to their Hispanic victims in the high schools in Long Island. But I digress. Let's go back to this. So all of this, says William Colby, the spying on Goldwater had been the brainchild of a guy named Tracy Barnes, who was head of the CIA's Domestic Operations Division. Domestic operations. See, that's one of the reasons why Church Committee hearing said, no, let's make it foreign intelligence. Let's make it clear the CIA and the NSA are not allowed to do anything to Americans. They're not even allowed to do anything to foreigners in America unless they get a search warrant. They can look at foreign citizens in foreign countries if they go to the FISA court. That's not the way it's being used, is it? Obviously not happening that way. In 73, Cooper told a member of the CIA Office of Inspector General that in 64, Barnes had asked him if he would like to have copies of Goldwater's speeches. Would it be useful to have them before Cooper read them in the newspaper? And the memo that was given by Colby to Congress says, there is no question that Mr. Cooper was serving the White House in the political campaign while on the CIA payroll. Yeah, I wish they were on parole. While on the CIA payroll, and that he was assisted in part by a member of the agency's domestic operations division. So there you go. It was happening. The guy was serving the White House. He was being paid by the CIA, and he was being assisted by somebody who was on their domestic operations division. And as they point out, how did this work? I mean, was this something that was really damaging? Here's a good example of it that they point out in the story on Politico. One of the most glaring incidents took place on September 9th, 1964, after Hunt's operation delivered to Cooper an advanced copy of a speech that Barry Goldwater was slated to deliver that evening in Seattle. The Republican planned to announce the formation of a task force on peace and freedom that would be headed by former Vice President Richard Nixon that would advise Goldwater on foreign affairs. The purpose of this, because remember, they're painting Goldwater in the same way they painted Trump. They said, this guy is an outsider, and that makes him dangerous because he can't be trusted. He's not going to follow the norms that we've had in foreign policy. He is a loose cannon. He could get us involved in a nuclear war or a trade war or whatever. You know, it's all the same stuff they said about President Trump. See how informative history is? Do you see the patterns repeating over and over again? Do you see why it's so important to understand history? And so they were saying all the same stuff about Goldwater, all the same fears. They understood that he was a threat to their system. He had to be eliminated. And they use the same tactics. And so in order to get people to understand that he's not some, you know, Yahoo from outside, he takes an insider, Richard Nixon, former vice president. I'm going to have Richard Nixon advise me on foreign policy. See, you can trust me. I'm not going to do anything really reckless here. So he's doing that. So that was going to be in the speech. However, these people who were spying for the CIA got this information. And they got the information and they gave it to President Johnson. And so President Johnson, while Barry Goldwater is in the plane and can't talk to anybody, in the plane on his way to make this announcement to allay everybody's fears about how reckless he is on foreign policy, President Johnson, with that prior knowledge, preempts it. And he immediately holds a press conference. He holds a flash press conference. And while Goldwater is still on the plane, and while he can't respond, LBJ announced that he's going to form, guess what? A task force. Just the same thing that Goldwater is going to announce. He's going to form a task force of his own. A, quote, panel of distinguished citizens who will consult with the president in the coming months on major international problems facing the United States. And it worked perfectly. It made front page news on the New York Times. And Goldwater's announcement didn't get any attention whatsoever. That's the way these guys play. And that's how important it is to have that information. It's just like Donna Brazile feeding the CNN town hall questions to Hillary Clinton so she would know what questions were going to be from the audience. You know, that independent audience. You know, always get these people who don't have any, haven't made up their minds, and yet they're staffers for Democrat congressmen in many cases. That's the way they run these CNN town halls. And then, of course, this is all being run by E. Howard Hunt. And as they point out in Politico, E. Howard Hunt retired from the CIA in 1970, but then he was hired by the Nixon White House in 1972 to lead a unit known as the Plumbers, dedicated to plugging leaks within the Nixon administration, playing dirty tricks on Nixon's opponents and obtaining political intelligence. See, he did the same thing for Nixon that he did for Johnson. The political parties don't matter. The establishment operates the same way. They've been operating the same way for half a century or longer, ever since these organizations were created. And so for President Trump to say this is a spying operation on him, and all these people say, oh, that's beyond the pale. Nothing like that could ever happen in America. It happens with every administration. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk a little bit about the spy, the walrus, as we point out yesterday. I think that was his code name inside the CIA. I think that was a derogatory term that somebody put on him. I played that yesterday from the Beatles. I'm the walrus, cuckoo, ca-choo. Halper, nicknamed the walrus, allegedly approached Trump's top trade advisor, Peter Navarro, for a job as an ambassador to an unnamed Asian country. Now, I hope this doesn't damage Navarro, because Navarro is the guy who is representing the view of the people who voted for President Trump
prior to the election. Peter Navarro is a hawk on China. He understands that China is the biggest threat to this country right now. You know, forget all the stuff that's happening in the Middle East, even with North Korea. China is the long-term threat to this country, destroying us economically, as well as a military threat down the road. And Peter Navarro had this disagreement with Gary Cohen, and President Trump sided with Peter Navarro, and I'm glad that he did. And that's why Gary Cohen left. President Trump said, hey, I wish him well. You know, the guy's a globalist, but, you know, and then they said, oh, you're racist. Anti-Semitic. You're anti-Semitic for calling him a globalist because Gary Cohen is Jewish. It wasn't because Gary Cohen is Jewish. It's because Gary Cohen is a Goldman Sachs banker. And we all knew that he was a globalist. That's why we were really kind of sweating it when President Trump appointed him in the first place. But we're glad to see him go out. He lost that. Push back and forth, that argument in terms of the trade, as President Trump said, we're going to put tariffs on steel and aluminum to equalize things between us and China. And then Wall Street and Goldman Sachs type people started screaming bloody murder. Gary Cohen resigned in protest and so forth. And then a little while later, you've got another Goldman Sachs guy, Steve Mnuchin, appeared to win the battle as he was negotiating with China. Peter Navarro was not part of that or was sent home. And now these reports are coming out. Look, Peter Navarro was associated with this Halper guy. Well, there's a good reason for it. Halper knew Navarro because Navarro and they were both studying China. You know, and this is a guy, understand, this is a guy, he's 73 years old. Halper, the walrus, has served in the Reagan administration, the Ford administration, the Nixon administration. So he's been around a long time in Republican circles. He's also an expert on China trade, and that's how he got to know Navarro. He had been interviewed as part of an anti-China book that Navarro had done. And so he came in and said, hey, I'd like to be an ambassador in Asia, according to a source that was briefed on the interactions. This is being reported by Axios. Navarro says that he submitted his Halper's name for the Asian ambassadorship. We've not been able to confirm the country, along with around a dozen other people, for roles in the region. Halper also, folks, was not just somebody who is who knew what was going on with China, who was in the Reagan, Ford, and Nixon administrations, but he was also a Clinton supporter. In other words, he's part of this permanent bureaucracy, the deep state bureaucracy. They don't really have any allegiance to one political party or the other, or even to an ideology. They just want big government, big globalist government run out of the United States. He is also a longtime spook for the CIA and the FBI, as well as now we've seen him as an FBI informant, or I prefer the term spy that President Trump used. He's Washington Post, New York Times, ran reports corroborating a March report by the Daily Caller, detailing his outreach to several low-level aides to the Trump campaign, including Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, and a cup of coffee with campaign co-chair Sam Clovis. So this is not something that should redound to the harm of Peter Navarro. And we've had some updates as to these China tariffs. It looks like this whole declaration of no more trade war by Peter Steve Mnuchin looks like that kind of fell through. And it's amazing to me how upset Wall Street and Goldman Sachs gets over trying to equalize tariffs, calling it a trade war. As I said yesterday, when we have 100% sanctions on various businesses or countries or whatever, and they're not worried about that at all. When you put sanctions and say you can't buy or sell from any of these goods from this particular country, or we'll send you to jail, or we'll put such heavy fines against you that it'll put you out of business, as we're seeing with the ZTE situation. When you do that, that is an act of war. That is real trade war. Equalizing tariffs isn't. But, of course, Wall Street and Goldman Sachs and the Democrat and Republican establishment want to do everything they can to benefit China. That's why they scream bloody murder when you try to equalize things with China. All right, let's go to what Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign aide, said. Yesterday, as I pointed out, and we'll play this again for you briefly, he was talking about how he believed there were other people. And then Caputo went on Cavuto, and he had some more things to say today. We'll play that clip for you in just a second. Let's first play
the clip from yesterday saying, yeah, there were other people as well.
Let me tell you something that I know for a fact. This informant, this person that they planted, tried to plant into the campaign and even into the administration, if you believe Axios, he's not the only person that came at the campaign. And the FBI is not the only Obama agency that came at the campaign. I know because they came at me. And I'm looking for clearance from my attorney to reveal this to the public. This is just the beginning. And I'll tell you, when we finally find out the truth about this, Director Clapper and the rest of them are going to be wearing some orange suits.
All right, there you go. He's saying, hey, it wasn't just the FBI. Remember I gave you that long history about how the FBI and CIA, they're spying on everybody. Look, it's the CIA, it's the FBI, it's the DNI, it's Clapper, it's Brennan, it's Hayden, it's all these guys. That's what they do for a living. They are spies. Own it, folks. And then he had this to say about how disinterested the Mueller team was. He said, I talked to them about these people trying to infiltrate the campaign as spies. And they weren't, he wasn't interested in it. Here's what he had to say.
What really disturbed me at the time, Neil, is that, I didn't want to be involved in bringing in this kind of information. I thought it made me look kind of kooky on the first week when I came into the campaign to tell them I had access to Hillary Clinton's deleted emails. And then it became very frightening for me. I thought that it was, you know, it could be a crime for me to take them into my own custody. What later on, I gave this information to the House Intelligence Committee. I gave this information to the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 weeks ago, and I gave this information to the Mueller team, and they never reached out to the intermediary to check on it.
Wait a minute. Just to be clear, you raised this issue with Mueller's team when they were questioning you, and they did nothing?
They weren't even interested. They didn't even seem to be taking notes. I offered them the timeline.
What did you think of that? I mean, you're talking about the possibility of someone from the outside trying to penetrate the Trump presidential campaign, and they weren't remotely interested. Did they follow up on it? Or even question you more about it?
No, they didn't, and they didn't call the intermediary who's willing to go on the record about it. I have the telephone number of the former government representative who was trying to give this to us. I don't think they called him as well. He's kind of gone silent. We can't find him.
What did they tell you, Michael, when they weren't interested at all in that?
Well, I was really kind of palms up about this from the very beginning because at first I didn't even think about it because when I was asked by the House Intelligence Committee in July of last year whether I had been anyone offered me emails, they asked me if any Russian offered me emails, and it didn't come to mind that someone from the U.S. government apparently was trying to offer me emails. I came back to HPSI, to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, after recalling this at a later date and gave them that timeline. It didn't seem to interest them either.
So it says you've got Caputo on Cavuto, and as Caputo tells Cavuto, I told all this stuff to Mueller, and he wasn't interested. And Cavuto goes, really? He wasn't? I mean, it's like, really? There are multiple agencies out there. Of course it is. Of course it is. And he said they weren't interested if it wasn't the Russians. See, if it's the CIA or if it's the FBI or if it's the NSA, they're not interested. You got to have something that's going to feed this phony Russian red herring. That's the only thing they're interested in. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you what the FBI agents are saying. They want Congress to give them some subpoenas. They want to expose the dirt on the crooked FBI people like McCabe.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Clips of Michael Caputo, who was on Neil Cavuto. He had said the previous day there's multiple people, not just one informant, and there are multiple agencies, not just the FBI. And you just heard him telling Cavuto that Mueller wasn't interested in anything that didn't involve Russians. If it's the FBI, if it's the CIA, the NSA spying on people, he's not interested. And of course, we have a long history of this, as they're pretending this doesn't happen in American politics. I just told you. This last hour about E. Howard Hunt, who spied on Goldwater for LBJ. Then E. Howard Hunt spied on McGovern for Nixon, part of the Watergate stuff. And then this guy right now, the walrus, Stefan Halper, he was involved in spying on Carter for then candidate Ronald Reagan. And guess who was running the operation? George H.W. Bush. I mean, it just keeps going around. The guy who took the place of William Colby, who was thrown out after the church committee hearings. They put him in there to rehabilitate the CIA and so forth. And, of course, you also had Wild Bill, who started the OSS. And he was put in charge of the CIA for Ronald Reagan. And while the Reagan campaign was going, Casey was doing all of his casing of Iran. He was conducting meetings with the Iranians, making sure they didn't release the hostages before the election, because that's going to be a key thing that would either harm or help Carter. They made sure that didn't happen, and then they kept those lines of communication open and went straight into Irangate with Oliver North, and now NRA president, and then used not only selling weapons to Iran, our declared most dangerous enemy, they were selling them weapons parts so that they could get money to fund the Contras, their secret illegal war in Central America against the Nicaraguan communists. And look, I don't like the Nicaraguan communists. I'm not Bernie Sanders. But the end doesn't justify the means. It doesn't. It doesn't justify when Gina Halper, Halper? Anyway, it doesn't justify when she does it too. It's Stephen Halper, I guess, Gina Haspel, sorry. They are so much alike, I can't keep them apart. And I'm not just talking about their names. I'm talking about the individuals themselves. Halper, Haspel, I don't really care about these people, quite frankly. They're a bunch of crooks. And to pretend this is something unique, this has been going on forever. And if they can't get enough money by illegally selling weapons to Iran, they'll sell crack cocaine to the people in the inner city of L.A., create a crack cocaine epidemic to fund their secret wars. Anyway, so what is happening now? You got some FBI agents saying, telling the Daily Caller, well, actually not all of them, but just a former federal prosecutor, Joe DeGeneva, told the Daily Caller yesterday, said, I've got a lot of FBI agents all over the country. They love the FBI. They are sickened by the behavior of Comey, of Andrew McCabe, of Eric Holder, of Loretta Lynch, thugs like John Brennan, who despise the fact that the Bureau was used as a tool of political intelligence by the Obama administration thugs. Well, I'm glad. You know, we don't have to accept this just because it is a pattern of behavior. Yeah, this isn't anything new, but it isn't anything that we should tolerate. And maybe now is a time for some honest FBI agents to come forward and to stop this pattern of corruption that has been going on for decades, as I've pointed out. Yeah, just because it is historical, and just because Republicans do it to Democrats and Democrats do it to Republicans and vice versa, it doesn't mean that we need to keep doing this. I'm all for that. You know, I don't think that, I don't want to see a situation where we embrace the corruption of the CIA just because maybe we think we can control Gina Haspel. I don't think we ought to embrace that kind of corruption. I think we should say it's not going to be business as usual. Instead of saying, well, now I'm the king and I'm going to use the CIA for my purposes against my political enemies. I don't think we should embrace that kind of corruption. So I hope that the FBI agents who want an honest government will come forward and expose Comey, McCabe, Holder, Lynch. I hope they will. He said they want a subpoena so they can come forward and testify. Good. Bring it on. Bring it on. And they may get a chance, as we see Inspector General Horowitz's report. AP is saying that sources have told them, of course, it's still going to be some more, it's going to be weeks before this long anticipated report is out. But sources have told the Associated Press that his report will fault the FBI brass for sitting on top of the emails that they found on Wiener's laptop. And of course, these people, this goes back again to McCabe and others. Comey had his hand forced. All this stuff about Hillary Clinton saying, Comey threw the election. He exposed this stuff. No, I think it was people in the New York Police Department that were going to go public with it. And Comey got out ahead of it, trying to tamp it down for Hillary Clinton. He's pretty much admitted that in his book tour. She was going to become president. I felt she was going to be president. So I had to control the damage to her because it was already a given that she's going to become president. Yeah, right. Maybe that's what they thought. Who knows? It's still corrupt. FBI agents found a trove of emails on Wiener's laptop as they were conducting an investigation there, and Judicial Watch has counted over a dozen classified emails on his laptop. And the FBI just said, we're not interested in that. We're not interested in perjury by Clapper under oath. We're not interested in classified emails that were leaked by Hillary Clinton. We're not interested in classified emails that were put on her assistant's husband's laptop. We're not concerned about any of that stuff. Come on. We're only concerned about our Russian red herring narrative. And interestingly enough, as they point out, Judicial Watch not only had a dozen classified emails, but it also included the name of a CIA official. Going back to what Caputo had said, when he said, it's not just the FBI, there's multiple agencies. You think it might be the CIA? You think they might do that kind of stuff? It's not beyond the realm of supposition, is it, that they would be involved in this conspiracy? As previously reported, says Gateway Pundit, then FBI Director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe knew about Hillary's emails. Of course he did. But he was getting help from Hillary's friend for his wife's Senate campaign, state Senate campaign in Virginia. Massive amount of money. And going back to January the 2nd, President Trump. Crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocol. She put classified passwords in the hands of foreign agents. And then President Trump said, remember the sailor who took pictures on a submarine? I interviewed him, as a matter of fact. President Trump finally pardoned him after he'd served quite a bit of time in jail. But anyway, he said, Deep State Justice Department must finally act. Also on Comey and on others. Meanwhile, have things changed? Can we trust Christopher Wray and Rod Rosenstein to investigate themselves? We got Christopher Wray, the current FBI director, as The Hill points out, has been repeatedly lying to us about the number of encrypted cell phones that they need to be able to get into, and they're not able to get into it. He's gone on multiple times over the last 7 months. He's talked about how investigators were unable to access close to 7,800 devices tied to crimes last year. But the Washington Post reports the actual number was actually likely close to 1,000 or 2,000 devices. But the reason he's pushing this, folks, and the reason he's lying to us is, and let's go back to what we were talking about the last hour, James Clapper. Oh, we're not listening to you. You know, we're looking for those bad people. But we've already had Michael Hayden tell us he's not interested in bad people. He's interested in interesting people. They don't want there to be any encryption because they don't want there to be any privacy. And they're going to tell us that you got to surrender your privacy. You got to surrender your liberty. You got to surrender your money because they're going to protect you from the bad guys. No, they're not. They're going to use their powers to make sure that the politicians who are friendly to them remain in power. These are the Praetorian Guards who have now become the Emperor of Rome on the Potomac. They're not going to allow any privacy, no encryption. And you know what? You're not going to be safe from the private criminals, not just these criminals in Washington, but you're not going to be able to escape from the private criminals, the private hackers. All right, before we go to break, I just want to tell you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Several of them are on sale right now, 50% off. We got 50% off bodies. That's our turmeric formula. The ultimate turmeric formula helps to support your flexibility, your mobility, your joints, your immune system. We also have a great way to protect your DNA force. Even mainstream media has figured out and admitted how important it is to protect your DNA force, or DNA health, I should say. And DNA force is a great way to do it. It's right now, it's a very expensive product to produce because of BioPQQ. You can look at the clinical studies. There's over 170 clinical studies talking about how effective BioPQQ is in protecting your DNA health. And it is an expensive product to produce. Right now, it is 50% off. That is a big dollar savings at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Plus, 50% off. BodEase, 50% off. And our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us going.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
The Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, the good news is that all of these crimes are now finally coming to light in one way or the other. Even Republicans who reflexively support law enforcement, even when it does the wrong thing. And look, you know, I support the police when they do the right thing. I'm not going to support them or any politician when they do the wrong thing. As Frank Serpico, who exposed corruption in the New York Police Department, said, all these institutions that we have, whether you're talking about a political institution or a law enforcement institution, or you're talking about a private company, I'm not going to support something that is done by a corporation just because I support free markets and choice in general. I mean, that doesn't give a corporation a free pass to operate criminally. And it doesn't give law enforcement or politicians operating in government a pass to do it. As Frank Serpico said, anytime you got humans involved, you're going to have good and bad people. And the question is, are we going to purge and punish the bad people? Or are we going to leave them in place? If we leave them in place, we go down the path of rotting corruption. And so that's the choice before us right now. We've all seen the corruption in Washington. It's been made very clear. So we have a very clear choice in front of us right now. That's why you've got John Brennan and James Clapper threatening Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell openly now. And they've threatened President Trump in the past. Now they're threatening McConnell and Ryan. They're very concerned. They don't want to see any reform. They don't want to see anything really change. They don't want to see anybody, most of all. They don't want to see anybody go to jail. It's going to be very easy to do some kind of a cheap bill that they can tell everybody, oh, look, this is going to fix everything. You know, kind of like FISA fixed everything back in the 1970s. Yeah, it didn't. But you'll be able to tell if they're really serious if any of these people go to jail. Just like I said yesterday, if you want to get serious about the pedophiles that are in our institutions, in our political institutions, in our religious institutions, and other places like perhaps maybe even the Boy Scouts of America, as I pointed out, you say, if you want to get serious about pedophiles, you're going to get rid of the statute of limitations. That's what they did in Australia, and that's why they're getting serious about it, and they're sending some of these pedos to jail. But if you're just going to talk about it here in the United States and you're not going to do anything about the statute of limitations, you're not serious about it. And if you're not going to jail any of these people who've been involved in any of this stuff, you're not serious about it either. Don't come up with some phony bill that's going to do some reform. We've seen that many times before. But we've got actually Hillary Clinton's former chief strategist, Mark Penn. He ran strategy for Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign. He shocked people in Washington, D.C., says NTK Network, with a Sunday op-ed piece urging officials to stop Robert Mueller. Actually, the title of the piece was Stop Mueller for All of Our Sakes. And he said this process must now be stopped, preferably long before a vote in the Senate. Rather than a fair, limited, and impartial investigation, the Mueller investigation has become a partisan, open-ended inquisition. This is Hillary Clinton's strategist saying this. It has now become an inquisition that by its precedent is a threat to all who ever want to participate in a national campaign or an administration again. Stopping Mueller isn't about one president or one party. It's about all presidents and all parties. It's about cleaning out and reforming the deep state so that our intelligence operations are never used against opposing campaigns without the firmness of evidence. It's about letting people work for campaigns and administrations without needing legal defense funds. Or it's also about relying on our elections to decide our differences. Kind of what Alan Dershowitz has said. He says he's so disappointed. He said it so many times. He wrote a book about it. Alan Dershowitz said, look, I don't agree with Trump on policies and so forth, but I'm very disappointed in the left because what they're doing is criminalizing political differences. And that's what he's saying. He's saying this is Hillary Clinton's Mark Penn, who ran strategy for her 2008 presidential campaign, saying that this is something we have to do. It's not about one party. It's about the corruption. My only concern is that he may be doing this because he's still a strategist, because he realizes that continuing to come after President Trump and continuing to threaten to impeach him, as you saw Al Green stupidly do, is going to play into the benefit of the Republican candidate. So keep it coming, Al. Keep telling everybody you're going to impeach President Trump over this inquisition. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to move on to the NFL. another three letters. We've been talking about the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. Let's talk about the NFL. The NFL, according to Breitbart, is considering a 15-yard penalty for kneeling, the NFL, during the national anthem. So you want to protest, they're going to say, that's offsides against us. You're on the wrong team. You've just crossed the border there. According to Sports Illustrated, actually, this is the articles from Breitbart, but it's Sports Illustrated reporting this, a suggestion was made to have the home team decide whether or not both squads would come out for the national anthem or whether they would stay inside the locker room. Now, should the home team decide to come out, you know, kind of like they get to call the coin toss, I guess, but maybe, I don't know. I'm not much of a sports fan. I think the home team gets to call the coin toss. Anyway, they get to call whether or not they stay in the locker room or they come out. Now, if the home team decides you're going to come out, then the suggestion would say that officials would assess a 15-yard penalty to any team whose players choose to protest during the national anthem. Well, what if both teams decide to protest the national anthem? You got two 15-yard penalties. I guess they offset each other and they don't really care. But it really got sports fans and sports journalists really upset about all this stuff. Some of them tweeting out, I hope the NFL isn't spending much time on this idea because it's a dumb idea. This is industrial strength stupid. The idea the NFL would assess penalties for players peacefully protesting before the game even begins is so absurd I don't even know where to start. And on and on and on. For a group of billionaires, NFL owners don't seem to be a very bright lot. And they go on. So, and it gets even worse than that. They start to making statements about NFL owners' body parts and various things that you would expect on social media. But the question is this. Why are they getting so upset about that and not upset about the fact that the LA Rams are talking about having a stadium that's going to cost $4 billion. $4 billion. You know, I did a report on the crony capitalism of the NFL probably about 4 years ago here at InfoWars. And at the time, one of the best examples I had was a $500 million stadium that was coming out of Minnesota, where they had a tremendous budget deficit for the state. And you know, states can't just go out and start printing paper money like the federal government can. They've got to come up with a way to produce that money. So they're going to have to tax the people there in Minnesota to pay for that Vikings stadium. And even though they had this massive deficit, they said, oh, you want $500 million for a new football stadium? No problem. Can I get you anything else? You want fries with that? And now we've got this situation in L.A. You've got the Rams owner, because these guys hold this stuff up here. You got these guys who are billionaires, and you've got the petulant little millionaires out there playing an adolescent game on a field, and people paying hundreds of dollars to watch them. It's the whole thing is just so ridiculous, in my opinion. But, you know, there's a lot of people who like it. Not as many as did in the last couple of years, but a lot of people who like this stuff. So we, the taxpayers, are subsidizing this business for these billionaires so they can pay millions of dollars to these players out there who hate our country and everything that it stands for. Just in your face. And so how do we get into a situation like this? All of you and all of you individual taxpayers, all these small businesses who have to pay taxes to support these billionaires for this stuff, that really makes me angry. And it continues to get worse because, like I said, it's $500 million a couple of years ago. Now we're talking about $4 billion, and they said that's more than double any other U.S. stadium. So, I mean, there's other stadiums out there that are spending $2 billion for their NFL team. Subsidizing, putting these guys in business. You know, I wish somebody would write me a $2 billion check for a business. How many of you get that treatment? Now, I've talked about crony capitalism before, how they take people from foreign countries, like the guy that started Chobani, and he gets $800,000, nearly $1 million to start his business. It's like, hey, you know, it'd be great if I got something like that, or any of my dad or my grandparents and my grandfathers, both of them started businesses. You know, none of us ever got a dime from the government. But you bring somebody in here from a foreign country because he's going to push open borders and open immigration, and you set him up with an $800,000 loan, and then he does all of that stuff, and then you reward him further by changing the school lunchroom program, and Michelle Obama makes sure that it's his product that is featured as one of the healthy choices there. And all these New York senators line up to shower gifts and subsidies on him, you know, just like Elon Musk. It makes me sick to see this kind of stuff. These people getting subsidized. So this Rams owner, Stan Kroenke, I guess, maybe. He first got approval to move his team from St. Louis to L.A., and his proposed stadium was only going to cost $2.3 billion. But now it's estimated to be $4.25 billion, and that doesn't include the entire complex. It does include a 6,000-seat amphitheater in addition to the stadium, but it doesn't include retail space and commercial development or a new NFL network headquarters. When all that's included, the total project cost could exceed $5 billion, and it's just given to him as a gift. And when you criticize it, all the city officials will say, yes, but look at all of the economic activity that's going to happen there. And again, I say, you know what? I could create a lot of economic activity if you give me $5 billion. Now, this is about the amount of money, the net worth of Donald Trump. So, you know, it's just handed to this guy just to put his team in L.A. Now, there's the pictures. Good job, crew, finding all that. You know, they pulled up the pictures there of the thing. When I look at this, I think the sinkhole that opened up close to the White House is a nice piece of irony. You know, we talk about the difference between irony and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is when you have people like James Clapper absolutely lie to you about the stuff, you know. But irony is when, you know, we're talking about how totally bankrupt we are. We're talking about what a black hole Washington is with all the money that they spend, how they can't control anything. And then we have a sinkhole open up at the White House. Maybe it'll swallow the White House. Maybe it'll move on from there, swallow the Capitol Hill. You know, that would be irony, wouldn't it? But they all go down the drain of the swamp and instead of us, but they're dragging us down. It's kind of interesting that it opened up close to the White House press briefing room. And I don't think President Trump was out there with a shovel. I think it's a natural occurrence. No conspiracy theories there. But, you know, when you look at all this and the sinkhole of debt that they're putting us in, we had Rand Paul bring back the penny plan. And as MRC TV says, what's the penny plan, you might ask? Well, you would be displaying more curiosity than any of the senators because they didn't care. You had 29 Senate GOP members join the Democrats to block a balanced budget plan. And what is the penny plan? It's very simple. For every dollar they spend on every budget dollar item the federal government spends, they would cut it by one penny over the next 5 years, and they'd be able to balance the budget. Isn't that interesting? If you take the on-budget expenses and you cut them by 1%, they call it the penny plan, one penny, then they would, with spending then after that growing by only 1% a year, the plan would have reduced spending by $405 billion in fiscal year 19, by $13 trillion with a T over 10 years relative to the present baseline. But the Republicans don't want it. Neither do the Democrats. You had 29 Republicans say, no, we don't want it. And pretty much all the Democrats. To block a balanced budget proposal, very reasonable, very modest, by Rand Paul. That's why we have this sinkhole called Washington. And they push aside Social Security, as they point out. Rand Paul's proposal sounds like it actually achieves what the politicians tell us they want to do. Stop driving the corporation that we call the U.S. government. Yeah, it's a corporation. It's a bankrupt corporation. You know, they're not going to be able to do this forever. Everybody understands, all of our financial enemies understand that that is our Achilles heel, our financial deficit, and the petrodollar that allows us to do that is under attack by all of our enemies as we speak. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most
most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTru Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We have Lionel coming up in the next segment. We've listened to the Rockford File. I'm going to give you a little bit more information about how our infrastructure is breaking down. You know, it's crumbling because we're so busy bombing other countries' infrastructure. We don't have any money to build our own. But there's other problems. We can't even afford to build bike lanes anymore. I'm going to give you an amazing story of corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse coming out of Seattle here. As we look at how dire things are getting, you know, one of the things that that was famous about that program, the Rockford Files, were the 360 J turns that Gardner used to do as his own stunt work. They even call them Rockfords in his honor. But I digress here. Before I get to the car news that is dear to my heart, hopefully to yours as well, we're going to talk about the specials that are going to be expiring very soon at InfoWarsStore.com. They're not only going to be expiring today; they're going to be expiring in the next couple of hours. We still have DNA Force, 50% off, big, big dollar savings on that. Again, take a look at the clinical studies for BioPQQ. That's a key ingredient that makes it so expensive to produce. That's why 50% off is a big dollar savings. Take a look at that, and now is your opportunity. Take it while you can to get 50% off DNA Force. Also, BodEase, 50% off. That's our intense turmeric formula that helps to support your flexibility, your mobility, your joints, and your immune system. And also we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Take a look at the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. It funds this program. It keeps us free and independent. All right, earlier in the program, I talked about how we're seeing the price of gas go up across the country. It's getting close to $3 as an average across the United States. In the last couple of months, we've seen gas prices go up massive amount in 49 of the 50 states. In New York, it hit $5 in New York City, $5 per gallon, but it's going to go much higher because not only are we not going to get rid of the ethanol subsidy that's being mandated by the people who want to court Big Agra, we've now got Big Agra and Big Auto telling us that they want the government to force big octane numbers on us, things that aren't really going to help our cars, but it's going to make them very, very much more expensive to fuel. And so that high octane mandate looks like it's going to be approved by the Republicans for big agricultural and big automobile interests. But there's also the toll roads. Why do we have so many toll roads that aren't working out well for us? You know, I reported earlier in the program, we got that one family in New York because of an automated system glitch. Oh, of course, automated systems never glitch, do they? An automated systems glitch charged a family, and it was a local toll bridge, and the local residents weren't supposed to be charged, but it charged them over a six-week period $15,000. Why do we have toll roads? We have toll roads because our governments tell us that they can't afford to build roads anymore. They can't figure out how to do this. See, we would never be able to build the network of highways and roads and interstate systems that we have today if we were having to do it today, because our politicians can't figure out how to do it without waste, fraud, and corruption.
And so you have a situation where you can't even afford bike lanes in Seattle. It's now gotten to the point where it's $12 million per mile for a bike lane in Seattle. So, of course, you're not going to have any roads built for your cars, you silly people. They can't even afford to build it for the preferred sanctimonious bike riders out there. $12 million per mile. I mean, the Pakistanis, as I pointed out yesterday, they're putting a secure border between themselves and Afghanistan. They're spending about $330,000 per mile. But Seattle is spending $12 million per mile for a bike lane. Presumably it needs more security than the Pakistani-Afghanistan border. Far more dangerous to do. But it just shows the corruption that's there. It used to only cost them $1 or $2 million per mile. And even that is absurd. And now it's gone up to $12 million per mile. And all this is happening. You know, we see yet another, this week, yet another Tesla Model S crash. The guy went into a pond. They think he was driving too fast, so they think that perhaps autopilot was not involved. And yet, that's not the only bad news we've seen for Tesla this week. We've had consumer reports come out, and look at the Model 3, which Tesla, Elon Musk himself, not Tesla, but Elon Musk says, you know, we can't really build those Model 3s around $30,000. You're going to have to pay $60,000, $70,000 for those things because we'll go broke if we try to do that. You know, we can't build it at that price. And as they're doing that, you've got Consumer Reports looking at the Model 3 and said, you know what? They've got really, really bad braking. Maybe that was involved in this crash into the pond instead of autopilot. They said the braking is horrible and the most inconsistent braking we've ever seen. So that's Car and Driver and Consumer Reports looking at the Model 3. Oh, and then they also picked the thing that I've been totally amazed at. The Model 3 has absolutely no instrumentation or controls to control this thing except for one giant iPad glued to the middle of the dashboard there. And you can't even adjust the direction of airflow out of your air conditioner without doing this pinch and grab and scroll. And it's like, this is designed to make people crash. Maybe he was playing with that when he went into the pond. I don't know. But that's not his biggest problems. You know, as we look at this, he's got some cash flow issues. As RT is pointing out, they may need $10 billion by 2020 to survive. That's coming from Goldman Sachs. But guess what? He's got a new sugar daddy. Elon Musk has a new sugar daddy. George Soros is going to bail him out. Even Uncle Sam isn't going to be able to give him the kind of money that George Soros did. And he's going to need it. Because, you know, as Tesla is out there with the federal subsidies, that's their business model. And see, this is the problem I have with it. Folks, if you want to drive an electric car, more power to you. No pun intended. But pay for it yourself. Don't make me pay for it. So that's what's happening with the subsidies. It's not just the Tesla car. A Honda Clarity, you can lease that very cheaply, $199 a month. You can get a Chevy Volt for $100 a month. You can get the BMW i3 for just $54 a month. Come on down, folks. Sign up for that lease. $54 a month. As one of the articles pointed out, it's less than a subway pass. Why? Because this is the BMW i3. And this is a fraction of what you would pay for the cheapest real car that BMW sells, one of their BMW 3 series. It's a fraction of that. It's because nobody wants the electric cars. So they got to get rid of them. And they've got a lot of nice subsidies that are being given by the government. And they need it. Because it's not just Tesla that's losing money on these electric cars. GM loses about $9,000 every time it sells a Chevy Volt. That's $9,000 loss on a $36,000 car. That's 25% of the price of the car is a loss from GM. Fiat loses $20,000 on every electric Fiat 500 it sells. $20,000. I mean, what does the thing cost? A Fiat 500 is not an expensive car. Tesla, the granddaddy loss maker of them all, as Sovereign Man points out, which is why the company lost a staggering $2 billion on $8.5 billion in sales last year. So maybe they better hope they don't get their assembly line fixed, because if they do, they're going to lose even more money. It's kind of like the joke the guy says, hey, we're losing money on every one of these widgets we're selling, but we're going to make it up in volume. That's what's going to happen with the electric car industry. You've always got these optimists, you know, like Bloomberg saying, well, the number of battery electric models in the U.S. is set to grow by fivefold
in 2020. Just any day now, everybody's going to start buying them, even though they only account for 0.5% of the cars that people buy, even with the subsidies. People don't want them. That's why you can get a BMW for $54 a month, less than a subway ticket. We'll be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. And you can find Lionel on YouTube. His channel is Lionel Nation. You can also find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. You know, I've been talking in this program about James Clapper, as President Trump calls him, the lying machine. He was on The View, and I don't know if you caught it or not, but he's on The View, and he said, don't call me a spy. And one of the co-hosts there on The View says, yes, I agree, we should say it's surveillance industry or whatever. Even MSM-13 can own animal, as we saw today, but these guys can't own the fact that they're spies.
That's exactly, imagine James Bond. Two things. Anybody who starts off with Norman Greenbaum, listen, this is my only chance to talk to somebody of my era. First of all, number one. Number two, I got to talk to you. You mentioned about this because we go on and I listen to this stuff. I'm saying, oh, I want to talk about that. Oh, I want to talk about that. And I'm writing all this stuff down and I go off the track of what I wanted to talk about initially. Two questions. Number one, where has Woodward and Bernstein been when this is the worst example of absolute, this is beyond Watergate. Watergate was Larry O'Brien's office. They bugged it. Where are Woodward and Bernstein? Where are they?
Where's Must be battle fatigue or maybe they got PTSD from Watergate.
So. Right. That's the biggest con. That was a soft coup. You know it and I know it. Number two, I've got to tell you this much because you would appreciate this. Only we would get this. Now, I watched the royal family thing that inbred homozygote. I did. I'm sorry. Because I think to myself, because it reminds myself, yeah, we may do this, but at least we don't have that. At least we don't have that. That's one thing I'll say. We don't have these homozygotic inbred cousins breeding, and half of them aren't even related to each other. But anyway, but here's the thing that when Harry drove off in the electric Jag, David, if I can't hear a vroom,
what's the point?
It's a golf cart. It's a golf cart.
A Jaguar E-type golf cart.
Yes. Now here, look at this. This is like for a little kid. Now, remember
what's
going to
be worse, Lionel, is they're concerned about the fact that they're silent. They're afraid they're going to run over pedestrians. So they're going to give them these little beep, 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 beep. So that's going to be the sound of a Jaguar E-type in the future.
Or, no, better yet, you know how on the phone they have that fake phone sound?
Yeah,
exactly. Fake motor sound. It's going to be a guy saying, because they're going to try to mimic this because we want, look at this. This is hard. How do you peel out? Now, but here's the thing. Imagine songs like Hot Rod Lincoln and A Little Deuce Coupe. You know, the sound, four on the floor, a Hemi, four barrel carb, dual exhaust. What is this? What do you say today? You should see this baby. It's got double NiCads with a 120 millivolt. What? It holds a charge for 3 days. I mean, that.
You're going to bring back Brian Wilson so he can do a story about his lithium, his big lithium batteries.
Yes. I mean, it does have
fire coming out the back, right?
Well, it looks like fire, or maybe like they have in those fake, those things, you know, with the, anyway, forget it.
Oh no, it's real fire. I mean, they just have to run over something on the highway and the entire battery structure that's under the passenger compartment, catches fire with the high voltage.
All kidding aside, that little memory lane thing. David, I don't know if, and I'm probably trying to tell, because I think it's our jobs to be apostles of truth. Oh my God. There's David, Mr. and Mrs. K driving in their little Ferrari. Listen, don't you laugh. That's it.
But oh yeah. Pretty close to
here's
that.
And let me just tell you something. Do you know, and we're going to get to this in a moment. Do you know how good your show is? Do you know if I told somebody to do your job right now, anybody, I can go to any of the stations here in New York, and they couldn't go 30 seconds without, call me, 8882. You talk forever. You've got...
And I've got news I haven't gotten to on my desk.
I know. Do you know how good you are? Do you know?
Well,
I don't know what Alex
That's
is kind. Paying you. I don't know what he's paying you, but it's not enough. My
That's what
God,
I tell him.
The man's, you know, hey, what about my freedom? Shut up, David. No. You talk about freedom. What about my freedom? All right. But here's the thing. We have right now a level of corruption that I guess by virtue of Trump, or maybe Trump precipitated it. But I've got to tell younger people in particular, this goes to the very structure of our republic, not our democracy, our republic. Don't think for a moment, well, it's Trump and, well, you know, we always talk about Russia. Oh, there's Russia. Look at Hillary with the Russian hat. Go ahead, Hillary. Keep it up. Keep it up. And these stupid Yaleys. What are you clapping at? We talk about how horrible that rant, and we make all these KGB jokes, even though the guys have been a KGB, whatever. What about our KGB? They look like pikers compared to us. We are the
there she is with her Russian hat. You know, she's owning it. At least she'll own that part of it. And, you know, her former, as I've reported earlier, Lionel, her former strategy director from the 2008 campaign said, we got to stop this. You know, same thing that Dershowitz is saying. Now, he may be just, she is holding it up there.
And look at her. She doesn't even put it on her head because she's worried about getting her busting her hair. Look at these idiots. You put that damn hat on. You're a phony. You don't even put that. I mean, come on.
Well, she could at least hang it on the hump on her back, you know, for the neck, for the back brace.
You mean the exoskeleton for that reptilian wear? Okay. I gotta tell you something. You know, you look at this thing and you ask yourself, what is the matter with us? This woman makes the Gambino crime family look like the junior league. I'm telling you, here in the city, I'll take you to meet some people. They've got nothing on her. But here is the story. We've got a corrupt right. Hey, look at this. She's got, that's the battery pack for her Jag in the back. It's got a big key that you turn. It's just, right. But this is so corrupt. They basically said, and they're so stupid, they unleashed instead of just laying low. And realizing, look, we're going to get caught at this. Let me explain. If there's one thing that we get across today, if there is anything, I want people to understand this. We keep saying this thing, mainstream media. David, that's dead. You realize it's dead. Let me give you an example. Yeah. About last week or so, we had the upfronts here in New York. And upfronts, for those who don't know, every year, all of the major stations have these big, these used to be galas. This is what ABC or even CNN or NBC would bring the stars of their series. And I mean, it was first class. It was like everywhere you go, this hotel had this one. You would, I mean, it was just a cavalcade of stars. Now crickets. It's dead. This is mainstream media. This is it. What we are doing right now. And I'm not doing this to be flattering or braggadocious. I'm telling you. So what's happening is that I want everybody, especially the millennials who are given not enough credit. This is not natural. We came from the era of the Church Commission committee when we learned about COINTELPRO, the idea of J. Edgar Hoover. He was a piker compared to this. A piker. This is so the roots of this cancer goes from every level. And I'm just afraid that you were being hit with so many names that people are watching, they're hearing this name, Strzok and Page and Clapper and this and that. And after all this,
because they're running the clock out. They're trying to run the clock out on the Trump administration. And here's the thing that's different about this time around, Low Lionel. Like I was talking about before, I never knew that you had LBJ using the CIA to spy on Goldwater. And, you know, E. Howard Hunt, who comes back in Watergate, does the same stuff for Nixon against McGovern and so forth. This has been going on for a long time. But for the first time, we're seeing the extent of it. For the first time, the curtain has been pulled back on this corruption. And for the first time, we've seen even the typically law and order Republicans come out and saying, the FBI is corrupt. I mean, that's a moment right there. We need to seize that moment. We need to reform the system. Even the Democrats are trying to get out in front of this movement that's coming.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Lionel. Again, you can find Lionel on YouTube. His channel is Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. We've been talking about how this investigation is crumbling. Some people see it. Some people, like Hillary Clinton's 2008 strategists, see it. And hopefully he is being sincere, Lionel, when he says, we've got to do this. It's not about one political party. We've got to reform the system. But I think as a strategist, he also sees that this Mueller thing is not going to work out to their advantage. You got people like Al Green who don't understand this. Al Green's looking at this dark tunnel that he's in. And he says, I see light at the end, but he doesn't understand that's the Trump train coming at him, because if he keeps pushing this impeachment process, as everybody has seen how corrupt and how much of an inquisition this is, that's what Hillary Clinton's strategist from 2008 said. He said it's an inquisition, and it is an inquisition. This is a losing proposition for them. Hopefully he's being sincere and saying we got to reform this process, but whether or not
He is. The Mueller investigation and this impeachment stuff is really going to damage the Democrats.
And from Al Green, of course, after all he's done, a great song stylist from our era. I mean, but I digress. You know, a couple of things here. I don't want people to understand this because sometimes people think, oh, come on, this arcane stuff. No, this is very critical. You know, when you, the appointments clause, I know, people, oh my God, the appointments clause. You know, this thing called the Constitution, it was pretty good. Yeah. And the idea was that if you're going to apply.
Try it sometime. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Precisely. And, Stephen Calabresi, who is a great jurist. How you do this so fast, I swear to you, you're telepathically connected. I get it out of my mouth. And it's really the best. But Stephen Calabresi said, and others have been quoting this, that the idea was simply this. If you're going to have somebody that's like Mueller, and he's going to have the full plenary powers of like a U.S. attorney, he's got to be approved by virtue of the advising consent of the Senate. And this is a great point. And Mark Levin, a great, great American and a terrific friend, by the way, points this out. Now, what's happening is they're saying, no, he's special counsel. No, nonsense. He is allowed to do virtually everything and anything. Now, what's happening is that Sessions.
And let me interject here. You know, they say, well, he's not a special prosecutor. He's a special counsel. This is the way they play these language games. You know, we had a special prosecutor law. Everybody let it go because Republicans and Democrats didn't like the process. They realized that it was an investigation of the man and not of any particular crime. So they let that thing expire. But at least when we had it, we had a defined process.
Right.
You got to have evidence of a crime. You got to say this can't be investigated by the current Justice Department. So you go to the Attorney General. He appoints a three-panel judge. They appoint a special prosecutor. He reports to the three-panel judge and so on. And he has to keep this thing going. None of that is happening.
No. In fact, what they do is reminds me years ago, there was a client of mine. He said, is this illegal? I said, no, it's unlawful. And he said, oh, okay. And I realized, no, stop. I said, I'm giving you euphemisms, and that's what this is. So what you've done is you've given basically Mueller this power. So what Sessions has done, or through Trump, is they've provided this John Huber out of Utah, who's going to work in concert with IG Horowitz, and now you're going to see the rebuttal and the retort and the pushback to the special counsel. So that's going to be interesting because remember Horowitz. His jurisdiction is DOJ stuff. That means if you retire, if you leave, if you're not there anymore, maybe there's CIA, NSA. You know, what are you going to do? He's kind of limited. He has a 470-person staff, which is terrific. But when he merges with Huber, who has full principal officer power, he can call a grand jury. He can indict. This is, it's like, you know what, Mueller? I got your special prosecution. I'll go you one better. Now.
So now you're going to have a statement from the defense.
Right. Precisely. Now,
after
what's
a year and a half of prosecution, yeah.
So this started off with, and what's also what people are forgetting about this is that you have a person who was running for president, forgetting the fact that he's a billionaire, he's just an American citizen, and the deep state, basically, deep state, intel state, police state, and the person who has been completely off the hook, because I know we're focusing on Hillary, and I know Hillary's this, but it's Obama. Don't think for a moment. Now, this is the best, to show you how clueless these people are. Wait until the Netflix people, they have no idea because see, David, I'm telling you,
Obama and Barack and Michelle Obama for their
production deals. They live in this swamp, this bubble, this world. They have no idea. They are so out of it. Give me an example. They're still trying to push old programs like American Idol. They don't even understand how this thing works. Look at Letterman living in the past. And this mindset, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because remember, and I'm paraphrasing Frank Zappa to an extent here, but Hollywood and entertainment, this is the entertainment branch of the Pentagon, of the military industrial complex, of the deep state. Hollywood is important. Entertainment is important. They don't know. So when they have these hassles, these legions of people who are going to be protesting this, they're going to find out. But all of this has been working together and they still don't get it. When they lower the boom, and here's what's critical. When you see McCabe, when you see others, when you see Ray, do you realize that the top tiers of the entire How do you do this? I don't know. It's scary.
Anyway. And of course, if Zappa was alive today, he'd be saying that Netflix is now the entertainment branch of the military industrial complex.
Right. Well, maybe for a while. But what's happening right now is you got, think about, have a list of all of the people in the DOJ and FBI who have been fired, reassigned. This has never happened. And here's the best part. And Joe DeGeneva and others have talked about this, and Rudy Giuliani as well. David, the people who were the front line, the FBI agents, the men and women, if you want to investigate bank robberies and things like fisheries and, I mean, some federal jurisdiction you really know, I mean, kidnapping and really serious stuff.
Yeah.
Those people who signed on to be basically federal cops, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And if you think for 1 minute they're somehow aligned to Hillary Clinton, you're out of your mind. So they're coming.
DeGeneva says there's a lot of people he knows that are just aching to testify about this. And not even the front line cops. These would be people that are a bit higher up that know what's going on, and they don't like this stuff.
And as long as we can keep this up and don't back off for a moment, because this is not something, how do I say, this is not titular. It's not theoretical. It's not like bad cricket. It's not like a foot fault in tennis. This is a serious violation of the precepts of the Constitution, and it's illegal. And what people also don't understand is that, David, from the moment that Harry Truman signed the National Security Agreement, he said, I don't know about this. It was the chance for the palace, for not the Praetorian Guard, but for, because remember, our forebears hated the notion of even a standing army. You are creating within this an intel, and also, to even make it more complex, you have a bifurcation between civilian intel and military. And don't think for a moment that military intel is on the same page with these people, because there are some people out there who are really serious, patriotic folks. They're still out there, and they don't want to be confused with this. And also, in New York City, very, very soon, we're going to have Fleet Week, where hundreds and perhaps thousands of Navy and Marines are going to be just pouring through the streets, big ships docking. There is a very real sense of patriotism in this country. People who respect the people who put on the uniform, and also in the civilian world of law enforcement and the government, there are people who take their job seriously. I just don't want people to throw this deep state into this cabal that involves everybody. Because what we're seeing right now, and David, whether, if you'd have told me that it took Donald Trump to precipitate this, he basically uncovered. He's like that investigator who goes to that house and realizes they're hoarders. That he realizes, oh my God, this house, I never knew it was this bad, or I never knew this situation. We had no idea, because it was business as usual. And everything, remember this, everything that we're doing right now, every investigation, everything from Russiagate to you name it to Spygate, started off with one particular premise. Hillary Clinton trying to explain how she lost a rigged election. Everything is about her. She is at the center. She's at the hub of this. And
she was the establishment candidate. They knew that Trump was on the outside, just like they knew that Barry Goldwater was on the outside. And so, you know, Johnson is going to come back against him. But the Gordian knot that we've got here, Lionel, is the fact that we've got the national security state, which demands that we sacrifice not only our money, but our liberty and our privacy. Everything must be surrendered to them. And as we saw with this memo coming out of the House Intelligence Committee, there was absolutely nothing in it that wasn't public knowledge. We all knew about that. We'd all connected the dots. It was classified, top secret. Overclassification, making everything a secret, keeping everything from us, that only invites this kind of corruption. It only invites people like Clapper and Brennan and Hayden to become the mandarins running this whole thing.
Could not have said it better myself, sir.
And we can't say any more, because that's the end of our program. And we've come to the end of it.
Thank you
for joining us again. Lionel, you can find on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter at Lionel Media. And that's the end of our program. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.